Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin a week focused on being clothed with Christ and going to be looking at some characteristics this week about what that looks like and how it resembles Christ, how others can see Christ in us. And kind of taking for the week a theme out of Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Messianic Christian Academy, there at the Deer Run building, is using this as a key verse, a key passage for the year. To emphasize these characteristics. And so I decided to do a prayer guide this week using that passage and focusing on some of the characteristics that they will be looking at throughout the school year. And today I want to talk specifically about being clothed with compassion. In Psalms, the psalmist writes, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." As I think about being clothed with compassion, I think about God's compassion on us and how our life ought to reflect that to others. And it's fascinating that the psalmist says that the reason for God's compassion, or part of the source of his compassion, is that he remembers that we're just dirt. He remembers how we were formed. He knows our background and has compassion on us. And oftentimes we see people, we watch them, we encounter people that, well, we lack compassion because we forget how they were formed. We forget what brought them to where they're at. Life is difficult and tough on people. If you've not figured that out yet, I'm guessing you will eventually. And so many times we fail to follow the old adage to walk a mile in their shoes. One of the things about helping in disaster relief when I have the opportunity is the ability to listen to stories. And sometimes there are those that have encountered that are probably helped more by having someone to listen to them than they are by the actual physical labor that gets done. And as I listen to stories and I take the time to understand how who they are today has been formed, it creates a greater compassion. At least most of the time. There are times where, well, where we're at, we kind of formed ourselves. And yet, even in the midst of all of that, God has compassion on people. And his desire is that we would live as those who are chosen by Him, those who are dearly loved. And the way those people live, the way those who are dearly loved by God ought to live, is as those clothed with compassion. I ask in the prayer guide, the printed prayer guide, what are you wearing? So many times we hear that and we kind of look at our external. And you've got a blue polo on, some denim shorts. And we completely miss what we're really clothed with, what people really see. Are we clothed with anger, with bitterness, with hatred, with prejudice? Those things are noticeable regardless of what we try to cover them up with. But the good news is, so is the characteristics of compassion, of kindness, of love, of forgiveness. The things we'll be talking about this week that God says we ought to be clothed with as His children. Growing up, I remember the time in my life when I decided I wanted to be clothed with something different than what my parents provided. And I had earned my own money and was able to go through the Sears catalog and find styles that I thought were appealing. And I could order clothes that were not hand-me-downs and were not made by my mom. And so many times I think we look at the things that Christ wants to clothe us with and we become dissatisfied. We want to clothe ourselves. We want the things that we want. And we strike out on our own and we clothe ourselves however we think is appropriate. And sometimes we make wise choices and sometimes not so wise choices. And that's true in our physical clothing as well as our spiritual characteristics that we clothe ourselves with. But today, as you live life, as you spend time with God in prayer, consider what being clothed with compassion will look like in your workplace, in your school, in your community, in your home. Consider what it looks like to treat people with a mind that processes where they've been, how they've been formed. That treats people with the compassion, the same compassion that you really need from God, whether you recognize it or not. You see, typically these traits that God calls us to be clothed with are ones that He has taken on Himself and extended to us because we need it. Without God's compassion, we deserve condemnation. And I know we hear that, well, I'm not that bad. Yes, you are. And yes, I am. You see, God's compassion understands our sufferings and suffers with us. You see, that's the heart of compassion. It's to suffer alongside. It's to suffer with someone. God says that when one part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. And living with compassion is learning to suffer because others suffer. The psalmist uses the analogy of as a father has compassion on his children, as a father suffers with his children. Parents recognize that. They understand it. They experience it. When our children go through things that are unpleasant, that are painful, that sicknesses, injuries, our compassion would do whatever we could to take that upon ourselves. And even when we can't take it upon ourselves, we still suffer with them. And when we see the hurting and the suffering of today's world, do we turn away or do we clothe ourselves with compassion and join in that suffering? That we have a greater understanding of how their suffering was formed. And it's when we understand how their suffering was formed that we are better equipped to provide the hope that we can offer through Jesus. Today, as we spend some time in prayer, I would encourage you to ask God to help you. Clothe yourself with compassion. To use the tool of listening as a means of growing in compassion for one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love understands our weaknesses, it understands our pain, our suffering, it understands every detail about us because you know where we came from. You know how we were formed. And you join us in our suffering in an understanding way that only you can. And when you do that, Father, you call each one of us to be clothed with that same style of compassion for one another. And so, Father, today, help us to listen, to have a greater understanding and desire to know the backstory to the suffering, to the hurting, so that we can join them in a way that we're better prepared to share hope and love because of that compassion. Father, as we spend the week considering how you would have us to be clothed, may we continually pay even more attention to what we look like from a spiritual perspective than we do what we look like from a physical perspective. Father, when we get up and we choose what to wear, and we make sure it's coordinates, that it matches, that it's clean, that it's appropriate for the task at hand, may we not forget the characteristics that you want us to be clothed with every day. So, Father, today may we specifically and deliberately put on compassion so that people see it, they experience it, and they know your love because of it. Father, as we clothe ourselves as dearly loved children of yours, may we continually lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.